어.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. Jamie, is our sound correct? You're using the right
mic? Yes, I double-checked it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to hear Nate at all.
Oh, that's right. Well, man, sometimes we've thought that. We went the whole show thinking we had everything correct, and then you play it back and you realize you did it all wrong. Yeah. Or we did it all wrong, believe me.
Yeah. I did it all wrong.
And then Yvonne, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Oh, her sounds great. Yeah. And then Nate's Coach Nate is a CrossFit coach over at the awesome and OG CrossFit Oakland. They've been around, I think, more than we have, 18 years probably, too. Something like that, 17, 18 years. And
yeah, 2006 or 5.
Yeah, and okay. then he trains here on the weekends with his coach, who does his programming, Coach Jackson, and the RX Plus crew. But Nate qualified for the CrossFit Games. As a master's athlete, this first year in its separated format, several people, this, I kind of felt bad for Yvonne because several people asked her, like, how'd you do the games? How'd the games go? Aren't you supposed to be at the games?
Right. Oh, you're back already and you're working out?
So quick.
Yeah. So it, so this year, you know, and I had one affiliate owner and I won't name her at CrossFit Golden Gate, but she said to me, she had a drop-in email her and say, hey, I'm going to the CrossFit Games in Birmingham, the Masters CrossFit Games in Birmingham. I want to stop in San Francisco. And we want to stop in your gym, do a drop-in and train. And then I'm going to the Masters event next week. And she messaged me. She goes, what's this CrossFit Games Masters thing? Is this new? I said, I'm going to tell Yvonne, first of all. and then when I did tell Yvonne, Yvonne goes, you know that Masters athlete's just trying to get a free drop-in because she's saying she's a CrossFit Games athlete. And I was like, you're right.
That's the move right there.
That is the move. And then we have Yvonne. Here, Yvonne Howard from Diablo, who is qualified for her 7th CrossFit Games, I think, and her 6th as a master's athlete. Is that 7th, right? 7th
as a master's athlete.
Wow. 7th as a master's athlete and then 8 games overall.
Yeah.
Because she competed on a team back in 2009. Yeah.
OG.
Yeah, OG.
Yes. Back at Aromas.
So her 9th CrossFit Games. And that's in the inner earth, which really amazing is it's her 3rd year in her age group. And for master's athletes, they all know the struggle is real with respect to your age. From, you know, for the first few years of your age group, you're competing against people that are exactly your age. And when you get to the, I want to say, I don't know, Nate, you and Yvonne, you can argue with me on this, but I want to say when you get to 50 is when it really makes a difference from year to year to year. Mm-hmm. So, Yvonne qualified in when she was 50 and when she was 51, but you didn't qualify when you're 52, correct? Oh. And what happens is you get these younger masters that move up, that are new to that age group and are fresh and in that age. And it makes a difference. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Did you find the same thing, Nate?
Yeah. I remember when I was onto the 40-44 group, 45-49, especially the 40-44. Oh my goodness. Those guys might as well just be in the regular men's division. The numbers, right? These guys, I believed or thought, okay, this is it. I can go ahead and push. And I feel that this is the time that I can possibly advance myself past the quarterfinals or semifinals or possibly make it to the games. The numbers these guys had were such that I couldn't compete. Yeah. 45, 49, even then. That doesn't mean that I wasn't, didn't belong in the same arena, but It was just a whole nother realm where you would think, oh, because it's age group, it's masters. No, those masters.
Oh, yeah.
still
so, in my age group, it was, for me, it was Ron Ortiz.
Yeah. Mm.
So in the 45 to 49, you know,
he's like a staple.
Yeah. The guy's just a beast. So when I turned 50, yeah, fine. But when he turned 50, 3 years later, he turns 50. First of all, he wins in the last 3 years of his age group.
Right.
And the guy can still clean and jerk over 300 pounds at 50 years old. Yeah. Like, those are insane numbers.
That's impressive.
For 50 plus. But now, you know, it's probably what they all can do. And Yvonne has the same thing in her age group. These younger athletes come in and, you know, I know people laugh and go, younger, you guys are 50 and 60. But no, we see them as younger and young athletes. But this year, anyway, just real quick, I wanted to go over where the event is being hosted by the Legends Group. And the Legends Group has a history of running competition events for masters, team events, individual masters. And they're great events. Everyone has said that they do a great job running the events. And they're organized. They're on time. They know how to do it. They get good crowds there. They were selected by CrossFit to host the CrossFit Games Masters division, which is going to be Labor Day weekend, starts on Thursday. And what's interesting is when you separate it from the games, one, that gives us the Masters more days to compete.
Yep.
And here's the other thing that they did. And it's in Birmingham, Alabama. It goes Thursday to Sunday. There's more events. But the other thing that these guys did and were able to do because they're doing it dedicated is that they increased the number of people participating per age group.
Right.
CrossFit had gone the other way just simply because they were overwhelmed with the number of athletes that they had to deal with on an individual level and number of athletes they had to deal with on the teams. And then they had all the age groups and then they had the teens. Mm-hmm.
And then
the adaptive athletes. Like, so it's overwhelming in terms of staff responsibility, space, where do you put everybody, where you run the events, what time do you run the events, you got judges. So separating it, I think, was a great move myself. Mm-hmm. What's cool about the Legends, though, what they're doing on top of it is that they're running a separate competition. It's a team competition a few days before.
No, during.
Oh, is it during?
They're competing Thursday through Saturday, so they're competing for 3 days, and the individuals are competing Thursday through Sunday.
Speak a little closer to
Sorry.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be close to you.
All right.
You
yeah. The teams are competing Thursday through Saturday.
Okay. Thursday through Saturday.
Yes.
They're starting actually in the middle of the week.
And so here's what's cool about that, right? So you have all these teams competing, masters teams, and is it teams of four, Yvonne?
Yes, teams of four.
Okay. So you get teams of four there. They're there through Saturday. What are they going to do? They're going to hang out and watch. They're going to hang out and watch the individual masters go, which is really cool. So you create a crowd, but then you also create for the, like, if you want to attract sponsors and vendors, sponsors and vendors want people.
Yep.
And, you know, the people with the highest discretionary income are all going to be there, all wanting to buy all kinds of stuff, including maybe Northern Spirit gear. Apparently really big in Europe.
Is that where it came from?
Yeah, with us. Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Yeah. Scotland, I think. But they're a pretty big company. Anyway, so it's that weekend. It's in Birmingham, Alabama, at the convention center, which is massive, they said. So that's cool. It's a little difficult.
It's a little difficult
to get to, but it's pretty big. The only bummer is that the TEEN competition is in Michigan, and it's the same weekend.
Yeah,
so that takes a bit away from the online viewing crowd.
Not only online viewing crowd, but I mean, what teens are actually going to compete in the, you know, teen games? How, like, what do you think their parents do?
Oh,
right.
Oh, I forgot. So you kind of got to pick and choose as far as who's going to compete this weekend.
You know, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that. That's right. Some of them might be competing as age groupers and have teen athletes.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's tough.
Dad's going to take the teen and I'm going to go compete myself. Yeah.
It's kind of a, I don't know, a missed opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's again, but, you know, you and I, Jamie, have done this. We've planned massive events. Mm-hmm. And scheduling and finding those venues the right price with all the facilities and accommodations for CrossFit,
you know, right, time,
everything. It's really, really challenging. So I understand how it happened. If there's some scuttlebutt, they might change it for next year. J1017 AIM. Is that when we started, Jay? Thanks, by the way. We have never had this podcast ever be on time.
We've had a few times.
Okay, maybe once or twice. When Nicole Carroll was on. So you guys got to help me with this because I don't know. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and we'll get into, you guys don't worry, we'll get into lots of questions. I'll shut up. The format for the events. So, I want to talk about how in the past CrossFit had back in my day, we had 20 per age group.
When it first started, yes.
Yeah, when it first started, it was 20 per age group, 20 athletes. And that gives you scoring opportunities and also, you know, more people qualify. And then CrossFit cut every age group to 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they went to Madison.
Yeah, when they first went to Madison. Yeah. And then this year, what was really...
the first year in Madison, it was 20.
Yeah, the first year...
And then the next year, it was 10.
That's right.
They had it at 10, and they went back to 20, and they went back to 10.
Yeah, that's right.
So they switched it.
Yep, because they did COVID, no Masters games, or they did it online. And then they did...
Did they do it online?
We did the semis. And then literally, I think we did the workout, and then it said we had to close. That day, we was the last workout. It was a Monday, I remember, or semis.
Yeah, and going back to my original point, that is such a bummer. If you just turn like 60 and you're like, this is my year. Aged up. Sorry, put your mask on. You ain't going.
The flip side of it is I'm looking at it and I say, geez, deck 10, this is going to be.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, 10 is 10 worldwide. And especially coming from an online qualifier. Yeah. You know, it's like the online qualifiers, it's always like,
you're not
sure how clear is it, right?
Mm-hmm. I know though that like when you walk in and Yvonne walks in, there's 10 athletes there, you're like, these are 10 badasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with 20 at least, you know, there's a couple people you're like, oh, I can beat a couple of these people. Confidence goes.
No. You gotta have that confidence from when you walk in.
Yeah, I know you do, but you know, when they're in the changing booths and you see them, they take their shirt off, you're like, oh, I got that. That's gonna be Nate. By the way, Nate, when you go in and you go into your locker, like you literally, the first thing you do, dude, is you take your shirt off and then you walk and then you grab your water bottle, you get your water bottle, and you walk all the way across the whole venue to go fill your water bottle, and then you walk back slow and flex. People be looking at Nate, holy shit. Who's that guy? I got to compete against that guy. And then they'll be looking at your stats. You got him. Wait till he gets the bar muscle ups. You'll get him there. No, you won't get Nate in bar muscle ups. So, Nate, how many people are you competing with in your age group?
30 in my age group.
Okay. 30.
Yes.
An extra 10.
Wow. That's in the 50 to 54.
Yeah. Right. And the age group right before that is 20. So yeah. The 45 to 49 is 20, all the way back down to the 35 plus. Yeah.
Wow. And this is your first year in the age group?
Yes. This is the first year in the age group.
Okay, good. All right. And then Yvonne's age group, 60 to 64, you have 20?
I have 20, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a field of 18.
Okay.
Two athletes. It looks like four or five women backed out. And so what they do is they ask the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. So the 21st woman turned it down.
Right.
So the 22nd and the 23rd was added. And in the rule book, it says they cannot ask anybody beyond the three.
Oh, okay.
So they can't backfill.
Got it.
All right. I have a field of 18.
All right. That's good. All right. So field of 18, but you're competing against number 22, number three. You got those people.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking I'm gonna compete.
Yeah, she's top five. She's in the top.
Yeah,
come on, Craig.
There's not a really long row. Oh,
come on, let's go. Well, with the times that we have, the scheduled times, I don't think that's gonna happen. Yeah.
All right. So Yvonne's going against Hope. And if, Jamie, let me ask you this, because from a perspective of like scoring and stuff, though, one of the things that frustrated me at the games when it was 10, not me as an observer, because I never competed when it was 10. My time was a long time ago. It's all a different game now. It's way harder.
Yeah.
But when there was 10, watching Yvonne compete, it was a little bit frustrating because there just weren't any opportunities for people to take a big
there
score.
There was no real room for movement.
Yeah, there's no. That's what it is. There's no real room for movement.
Yeah, yeah. And unless they like, I feel like the smaller the field, the more scoring opportunities we need to have. That way, there is more room for movement. Yeah.
And Jamie means like more workouts,
more events, like even like multiple events. Scored events. Yes. You know, I mean, like we had the one where we went from the Olympic lift right into that sandbag carry workout. You know, if there was multiple like sessions where you're out on the field and you do like two or three events just to get more scoring opportunities, that makes up way more room for strategy and just more room for movement from a leaderboard perspective.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, last year, Lynn Knappman came down on the rope really hard, so she did something to her foot. So there was nine.
Yeah.
So it makes it even worse.
You're only competing against nine people.
Yeah. Nine people.
Masters are always someone's going to get knocked out or hurt or sick. So there's never rarely a full field. And when I've gone.
Yeah.
That's an interesting phenomenon. It is interesting. Someone has said that before, and I'm repeating someone's words. You know, Masters is almost a battle. I think it was Shannon Aiken that told me this matters. Masters, who's had plantar fasciitis at the games, it's a battle of who's the healthiest.
Yeah.
First,
I think that's also kind of true with just even the games too. Like, you know, to be able to make it through the event, you have to be able to perform moving and feeling well. Like if you've got an injury, you're not going to be able to perform at your best,
right?
So it's like a race car, you know. It's like if you look like NASCAR and your engine's not running right, it's like, okay, well, you're out. You're not going to be able to race.
Yeah. What about the number of events this year? Are there more events or less events than in previous games?
I feel like there's eight workouts for my age group. I know Nate's has 10.
Yeah, 10.
I feel like we had more scoring opportunities, like Jamie said. Mm-hmm. Like I think we only have two a day, so that's four. Yeah. I mean eight. But I feel like I've done a little more.
Yeah.
So in your age group, not necessarily any changes with respect to the number of scoring opportunities,
but we have more people in the field, which will help.
Yeah, which helps. And in Nate's age group, you have more events than they've done in the past.
Yeah.
Cause it's usually like eight or nine. And now this time he has 10
and he's got 30 people in his field.
Yeah. 30 people in his field. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for in terms of workouts that would, you know, make you feel like, okay, I got this, I can do this, and this should be one I do well on? What does that workout look like?
Gymnastics combo combined with heavy lifting.
Heavy.
Wow.
You're my hero.
He's ready. Those are
the ones. But that combination right there, like that, those are the most exciting CrossFit workouts.
Yeah,
right.
Heavy lifts,
high technical
with gymnastics, like because that eliminates. I'd like to think there's going to be something in there that does that because that's just a clear way to determine the CrossFitters versus the specialists.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, on other on the flip side of it, even though I don't look forward to running, I just feel that that Jackson's programming has just, I've never felt this confident. Okay, it's my first time, but geez, man, I'm just like, okay, bring it on, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
The right attitude.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
The hay is in the barn at this point. There's not a whole lot of improvement. It's just stay healthy.
Right.
Show up.
Cold tub is my friend quite often.
The cold tub is my friend. He comes every Saturday. He's in that damn thing every Saturday.
You guys can still be here? All right.
Did you need a new cold tub yet?
The one with the no, I have not. No.
Okay. All right. It'll be there Saturday for you.
Okay, cool.
By the way, we have shirts for you.
Thank you. Great. Yeah. I'll be ready.
Yvonne, what are you hoping for as like the workout that you know you're gonna do well in?
I'm prepared for anything this year.
The right answer, right?
I'm not hoping for you know, bar muscle ups or muscle ups, I think I'm ready for either one.
That was boring. Nate's was way better. Yvonne, I will tell you this, though, that just is my observation, because, you know, I measure Yvonne's performance. Well, I measure everybody's performance in the gym against my own. It's a problem.
Always competing. You know, always
competing. But I will tell you, like relatively, I think of myself as like a benchmark, if you will, or a, you know, just kind of a benchmark for, you know, athletes as to how they improve and they start getting better. I can't beat them anymore. Those kinds of things. Yvonne has gone from where I can get her on workouts that, you know, as soon as it starts to get a little heavy, or if it's got a rower or wall balls or a ski erg or a bike in it, with any of that, or heavy snatch or cycling midweight snatch, I always felt confident that I'm going to match her or beat her. Not anymore. I literally may have nothing left. It might, like, all I can hope for is like 2K row head to head. Okay. I got that one. But it's her fitness has become so, I want to say, diversified, right? It's across, like, if there, you add one more element in it, she's gonna beat you that other element, which is good, because in the past, and this is a little bit about, you know, last year, you know, everybody hopes for, you know, Jamie will program for everything, but athletes in their minds, they kind of hope for certain workouts, and certainly programming can influence the outcome of the event to determine who wins that event or doesn't win that event. If someone's better particular skill. And last year I felt Yvonne was disadvantaged a bit on some of the workouts where it was, you know, ski erg, C2 bike,
rowing,
rogue echo bike. She'd get on that rogue echo bike with those other women that are, like, you know, 5'10" to, you know, 6 feet tall. And it my heart broke. Like, cause you could barely see her over the monitor, you know, she's doing the rogue echo. And then they get, you know, I see their judges' hands go up, cause those ladies could just move those bikes.
It was also kind of a pretty clear indication as far as, like, the athletes that were on those machines. Cause they have it centered out, like, all of, like, the larger, you know, bigger athletes were more so in the middle going through that event, as in, like, higher ranking in the leaderboard. It was a lot of big person workouts, right? Like, it was just really, yes, heavily leaned towards the rower, the bike, the skier. I mean, like, it was a lot.
Yvonne, are you in better shape this year than you were last year?
I feel like, I'm in better shape with all my old lady injuries that I have. Like, the last couple of years, like, we had a 5K run last year, mm-hmm, and my sciatica was fire. And so now I've managed that, and I know what to do before and after for my running. So I feel like I am better in that way.
More prepared.
More prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had an event win last year, and it was in
2 years ago.
Oh yeah, 2 years ago, she had an event win, and it was
the Elizabeth with the parrot P bars.
Yeah, and it was, one of the reasons why I liked that workout for Yvonne was it didn't focus too much on one thing. It gave enough of everything, and so when the big girls would move ahead on certain things, she would catch them on the other stuff.
Well, she actually closed on that clean too.
Wow, because
it was
that
squat clean,
but she paced it so
perfectly.
Well.
And I think that when you tripped up on that first P bar,
oh, so mad.
Your adrenaline bar, yeah, went through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jamie had me practice it. He made a contraction out in the warm-up area, because we didn't have any for us to practice. So Jamie put two dumbbells on some boxes, and so I was able to practice. So we practiced it.
We set up the squat, the barbells in the squat rack.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Barbells.
And yeah, so as I'm going into my event, Shannon Aiken's coming out, and he's like, Yvonne, do it this way. And I'm like, okay. So I did it Shannon's way, and I'm like, oh, that ain't gonna work. And went back to Jamie's way. So, yeah.
So Jamie, you need to be a little closer to Yvonne next time. Jamie, literally, here's how it was. Jamie had to go where the coaches went,
freaking terrible.
Which was terrible, far away. And so I would sit at the end of the lane, like, and have a direct view, and Yvonne and I could see each other. And so I'm texting Jamie. Jamie's texting me, tell her this. And I'm trying to, you know, communicate it. But that's how we relayed the instructions. Do you, your coach is going, Nate?
Yes.
Yeah, Jackson's going to go there. So that'll be interesting. Hey,
definitely grateful for that.
Fit grandpa.
Yeah, then you're welcome, sir. We stay focused on the good here. Have you competed? What's the highest level you've competed at in your history in CrossFit?
Other than the quarterfinals and semifinals, I did do the Brethren Throwdown at Pappas.
Yep.
His box. And prior to that, just probably the Palladium Throwdown, team Throwdown.
Wow.
When I was at Endgame Athletics. You're going,
you're going to
get a good experience here.
Two spread out local events into the CrossFit Games for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Dude, this is going to be an awesome experience for you.
My mindset has always just been, ever since the age group started, I said, okay, I'm going to, this is my goal, the games, my goal, games. Years passed by, let down, my goal.
How many years have you had that goal?
2013,
14. Wow, Nate. Congratulations, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. How did you place last year in your age group after the semifinal? Did you make the semifinals?
So I did not make the semifinals. Right?
You didn't make the semifinals last year.
I did not make it. I was 100 and I think it was in the top 200 or so. But I'll just never forget the conversation I had with Jackson after the season's over. And so one of the things he said was, we're going to make the games. We're going to make the games. We're going to speak it into existence. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And I believed him, and I put whole faith and confidence in the programming. However, it was one of those type of things where I said, is this what you really want? Because this is a lot of doggone suffering every week in and week out, right? And I'm just so grateful for PRs all day so I can run with the young kids. So
you're our best commercial ever, other than Yvonne's shirt today. What an awesome story. I didn't realize. So that's going to be an incredible experience for you, and I'm sure you're going to do well. We had that conversation yesterday with someone about be careful what you wish for. This is a good question for Yvonne, because I feel like when we were competing a lot to make it to the regionals or semifinals at the time, and then as masters trying to make it to the games, we trained hard. In other words, but I did mostly class, and then I would do accessory work. Mm-hmm. On top of it, but I didn't have like a dedicated schedule. I tried to eat clean, and maybe I might have stopped drinking, a few months before the games, those kinds of things. But when I look at it now, and what Yvonne does, and what Nate does, and what other masters athletes do, the amount of effort they are training. Yvonne is basically Alessandra Pacelli. She comes in with four bags. She does all her mobility. She goes through all extensive warm up thing, and then.
She's got a recovery dialed. Recovery dialed.
Yeah. It's it's really remarkable as a master's athlete. So when you say that, like, man, do I want to work this hard? And this is something for any master's athlete. You can do this. Like if you're you're showing up and you're making quarterfinals and you're kind of just missing out on semifinals, you can make it. Because the difference between, as Nate pointed out, the difference between kind of being a top semifinals athlete and being a games athlete, that distinction right there is someone that's just kind of really good at CrossFit, works hard in class and does the stuff and is disciplined. But the difference between that and a games athlete is someone that's really makes going to the games the highest priority in their lives. And they put other stuff aside, vacations, maybe even work has to suffer a little bit, time with family, all of those things.
Going to the movies.
You missed out. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Thank you, Jamie.
You missed out.
I could not.
Deadpool was amazing.
I could not get her to go with me to see Deadpool. I took my daughter, and then we wanted to see it again. And we're like, I'll see it in the afternoon. No, not doing it.
If I'm going to work out, I'm not going to sit for 2 hours.
Yeah, she doesn't want to sit down in one spot
it's
for gonna
2 hours.
It's
going to ruin my hips.
Yeah. But that goes back to, like you were saying, like the amount of commitment and just sacrifice that has to go into competing at this level. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to do this as a weekend, you know, warrior. It's you got to really commit to it.
Nate, how many hours do you think it goes into the training and recovery for you for on a weekly basis?
Let's just I'm gonna break it down into one of my daily workout routines. It takes easily an hour and a half to 2 hours, easy, as far
each
as
session.
Oh, each session. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's just say, if I didn't make the games and I would have started the strength programming that he'd start putting into programming, oh, that one's even like 2 to 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Easy. Easy. That doesn't count the
cons and.
Well, now for the past several months, I've been doing rollout and yoga-ish mobility in the morning, every morning, and I have to, because as the day goes on, I begin to just really feel it, and it kicks in, like,
yeah,
you know, my hips, my back, so forth and so on. So it's like, too easy, an hour and a half to too easy.
That's a good point too, because, and I think a lot of times when people, you know, they want to get better and they want to increase their volume or want to go to that next level, and they don't want to increase their time on body work and recovery. Like, when you increase your volume, increase your work, your daily work, you know, load, you have to increase your mobility. You have to increase those other things, the warm up, and you know, otherwise you're going to find yourself running into an overreached position where you end up overtrained.
Right.
Yvonne, how much do you spend a day and then a week? Well, we'll take it from a week, but in a day, how much do you spend focused on your training and recovery?
I'm here probably, well, I train probably, it just depends on my workouts, mainly 3.5 to 5 hours. If sometimes I'll take a break and eat. And then sometimes if I start my warm up and if I feel a little twinge of anything, I have to spend an extra 15 minutes on that before I go into my workout to make sure that I'm super warmed up and nothing hurts.
Your warm up takes...
But, It takes a long time.
I'm in awe. Let me just say this real quick. I'll let you continue, Yvonne. When I started coming in and I saw the time and effort that you put into your warm-ups, I said, you know what, Nate? You got to do that too. So I just see your warm-ups. Like, wow,
it's crazy because I hear that from our members all the time too. How diligent she is about her warm-ups. And I mean, it's getting her to this point.
I feel like as I'm getting older too, I'm not, before it was mostly sore muscles, just mobility. But as I get older now, I'm doing a lot of nerve flossing and activating my glutes. I've had a problem activating my glutes because I have sciatica and I have a nerve here that needs to be activated. So it's a lot of activation stuff, as well as mobility,
which just gets tedious.
But if I would say, like, when my heart rate is up and I'm training, it's about an hour of the day doing.
When you're actually working out. Yeah, but it's the hour of prep time beforehand.
Are you within that 5 hour? You're including like food and recovery.
Yes,
and stuff like that.
Yes, okay. Everything. Good. Yes.
This weekend,
just to be clear.
Well, I noticed yesterday. I've been doing a lot of back squat, and I'm like, Jesus, he gives me like 6x1s. It takes me 8 sets to warm up to the 6x1. So it takes me like sometimes just to back squat, it takes me an hour. So
that's the one.
That's what sucks.
You know, for anybody that's out there that's like younger than us, these are things that we didn't, Yvonne and I have been active in the physical fitness since we met, I don't know, 39 years ago or something like that. But these are the things we didn't like expect, right? Because as you stay fit, we've been fit throughout our whole lives, and you just don't expect to be stiff or achy or like, you know, walk kind of hunched over. Or for me, especially, it was the biggest shock, because about when I turned 55, when I realized, you know, I wasn't getting warmed up until the fourth round of a 6-round workout. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I can do my pull-ups now. I can do my pull-ups, you know, in bigger sets. I'm like, uh-oh, I wasn't warmed up. And that's the thing with aging that kind of sucks. It's not when you get into it and you start lifting and you're warmed up, it's awesome. You it's feel amazing, just yeah. like your younger self. Yeah, you can't do the same weights that you used to do. But man, there's times when I get in a workout, you know, if it's kettlebell swings and rowing or something like that, where I'm warm and it's an easy movement to the, you know, the range of motion, but I'm in it. I'm like, I'm going to, I don't care how old anybody else is in the class. I'm going to try and beat everybody in that class. Mm-hmm. But it's that 45 minutes ahead of time where I came in and I have to, you know, get on the reverse hyper, get on the belt squat machine, and then
crossover.
And I'm terrible at it. Yvonne's awesome at it. She's got the patience to do it. But that's the part about the age. And that's the part, if you want to be a Masters Games athlete, as Jamie said, and Jamie has been preaching it, by the way, for, you know, how long I've known him, almost 20 years. That's the part that is absolutely essential. It's injury prevention, but it's also prepping you so that you can put in a better effort during your workout, which means you get better results at the end, which is cool. What's your nutrition look like, Nate?
I'm definitely eating more carbs than normal. Okay.
Do you do macros?
No, not really. I just know when I have to up my carb take, whether it be baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, quinoa, brown rice, black rice. That just always stays with me. Every now and then I'll have when I come and train, I'll have my bars. If I don't have access to something that's already prepped and made, I have my pancakes, a lot of fruits constantly. I can tell in my workouts when I'm getting trained if I haven't put the proper or enough nutrients in me.
That is one thing about being a Masters athlete. We can tell that.
I think that's also any athlete too. I mean, I've been in a situation where I bonked out and it's like, well, I skipped out on a meal. This is what I get.
Right. So Nate, that's clean. Yvonne is exceptionally clean with her eating.
Yeah, let's hear it.
What do you got?
Take it down, Yvonne. You want to hear it?
I meal prep in the morning because when I get home, I'm too tired. So I do like six to eight meals in the morning for Craig and I. God, I've got rid of all the plastic, stainless steel pots, glass bowls. Love it. I reheat. So I can't have brown rice. It sits in my gut. You know, they always say brown rice is healthy, but I have white Japanese rice, but I put it in the fridge and then I reheat it so that way you don't get the spike.
That's right. You're right.
Same thing with potatoes when you cook
them. Yeah, with potatoes too. And then also my sweet potatoes as well, as I cook a whole week of it. Put it in foil, put it in the fridge, and pull it out. And I put my protein in that. I have upped my, I'm not a big fan of whey protein. I mean, I have it because I feel like I need a lot of protein, but I've gone from like one scoop a day to 2 to 3, and I feel better. Mm. I take it immediately when I work out. If my stomach just makes a noise, I immediately eat something. But I eat 3 meals a day, and then I snack during the day on fruit, yogurt. I've added yogurt this year, which I thought, you know, I tried to stay away from dairy, but the yogurt's been working for me. Greek yogurt, fruit. Probiotics. And of course, in our store, we have Perfect Bars and Fuel for Fire and all the drinks. So I tend to go for that if I need it.
Yvonne started this year too, I noticed. Because I was eating alone, that she stops eating after a certain hour now. So what time is that?
I stop eating at 7:30 p.m. Because I wear a Whoop, and some days I'll wake up red and green, and I was like, what is it that I'm doing? And I realized that eating after 9 p.m., I think when you go to bed, your body is digesting food and not recovering. Right. So I stop eating at 7:30, and I don't start eating until 10. I kind of do a fast every day, but I'm not hungry in the morning. I have two glasses of water when I wake up, a cup of coffee with heavy cream, and then 10 o'clock is when I start just shoveling food. 10 to one, like noon is so I'll have like two or three meals before I come into the gym.
So let me ask you a question on that. What are you going to adjust that or switch that since your morning events are going to be?
That's a good question.
With the morning events coming up,
I've been getting up earlier and I'm eating early. Yes,
we've talked about like starting to train a little bit earlier in the morning.
Jamie's worried. In Madison, of course, I was lucky and fortunate to stay in the parking lot in the RV. But I remember eating before I even just left.
Yeah, just to get something.
To get something. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I've noticed about myself when I do competitions, and we'll see if this repeats itself at the games, is that I really don't eat until after the first event because of nerves.
Because of nerves.
I have a little something, but after that first event, no. And I can just eat.
That's interesting because I remember distinctly, and again, I don't want to talk about myself because it was so different then. It was so much easier than what these guys have these days. But I remember not being hungry at all. I was so nervous that I was taking bites. I knew I had to eat and I was just
force feeding myself.
Yep.
I mean, I've been there because it's like at the end of a workout, especially at the end of a workout, it's like, you know, you've got X amount of time before your next event. You need to get some calories in and your stomach is just like, no, I don't want that. So having something like a fuel for fire or, you know, like Yvonne was doing.
The
sweet potatoes and protein into it. Like just get something in there, like right after the events. And that way you are getting your recovery started.
Right.
Let me give you the difference between a master's athlete and a regular games athlete. So master's athletes know that they have to increase their carb intake. And you heard Nate and you heard Yvonne, and they're talking about sweet potatoes and white rice that's cooled and potatoes they reheat and reheated. Games athletes are talking about what cereal brand.
Snickers bar.
That's so awesome.
That's a big one. And because it's but
Gatorade with the extra powder in it.
But those athletes at that age can do that. I would venture to say they probably don't get the same inflammatory response. Other, you know, Olympic athletes and other athletes are the same. When you're younger, you can, your stomach doesn't throw as big a fit when you eat like that. And then they're getting instant glucose into the bloodstream,
which is why they're doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
The more simplified
carbs.
It's
basically simplified carbs and sugars. And it's like Nate said, it's like something you want to eat. So,
I mean, that was one of the things back when we were doing grid. One of the guys was like all about his gummy worms or gummy bears.
What helps too is having chicken and rice during competition because you can eat it cold.
Yeah.
I can't eat meat cold reheat it in the microwave. But for some reason, it can sit all day and I could eat chicken and rice. Yeah. So that's my go-to during competition.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I have my burrito sometime from my, you know, my special burrito place. Just make sure everything's in there.
And peanut butter.
Peanut butter. It finally was making, because people were telling her to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So Yvonne makes peanut butter sandwiches with just peanut butter sandwiches with like Trader Joe boring peanut butter. It's got nuts in it. But then she used gluten-free bread that literally has no taste.
Some honey on that. Throw some honey on there.
I know, man.
Oh, my God.
Just a random, I know we're talking, I thought we were going to talk a little bit about the venue, but what are your guys' plans? Do you know anything about bringing food into the venue?
Because
that was one of the things looking at just the website on the venue. It was, they're not allowing.
What's the name of the company?
Asian Fusion.
Something. So today is the last day you could pre-order your meals for anybody, spectators or athletes, and you will pick it up either at the Sheraton Hotel or where we're going to do the athlete check-in. They haven't decided yet, but they're not allowed to be at the venue. It's the convention center food.
Yeah. Concessions. But you can bring a small cooler or something.
Yeah, you can bring whatever you want. They'll have microwaves there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. For sure. So it's not like you're stuck with just whatever they're able to provide.
Yeah, I'll bring my own cooler and my food.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
my breakfast since my workouts are in the morning.
Yeah. So at the venue, they've got three workout areas for the athletes, which is, and so that means they're probably going to run simultaneous events.
Yeah. They're going to be rotating.
And
they're
teams be rotating. Too will be going when we're going.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah,
so they got one area that's got a full rig, they got one area with an A frame. A-frame, in my mind, means
rope climbs.
But then again, an A-frame, they could have bars on A-frame, too.
Yeah, remember yeah, that? At, they did that 1 year.
Yeah, that's the what games. They had at the games for the...
Yeah. And then one workout area with just the floor, which that's the weightlifting stuff, barbell mm-hmm. stuff. What were the time formats that you guys got, Yvonne? Do you have that?
I have Yvonne's here.
Yeah, it's like the longest one is 18 minutes, and the shortest one is 2 minutes.
Two.
I'm assuming the last day usually it's two events back to back with a minute rest. It's basically a sprint, and
that's probably
what the 2 minute yeah. and the other one.
That's right.
A certain number. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Thursday, Friday, Yvonne's events are like 18, 15, 11, and something. They're all over 10 minutes. And then the rest of the weekend is all under 8 minutes. 8 minutes yeah. or less.
I don't see them doing one event for a 2 minute workout. And like, let's do a handstand hold for 2 minutes. Like, that's not.
I don't think
they're going to do that.
I think for a 2 minute event, I would imagine like, let's do max clean and jerks at this weight.
That's right.
For 2 minutes. Right. I mean, yeah. Well, like there's nothing else prior to that. It's just the 2 minutes because it starts at like 8 something and then that's it ends at like 9:02. It's like 8:58 and ends at like 9:50 or 9:02 or something like that. Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's the workouts and then a 5 minute transition time to get us all off the floor and then have other people come in.
It's I think it's going to be running like a Spartan event where they're just going to cycle through.
Right.
Which I think maybe even some of those could potentially be obstacle related because they've got a huge open space for running. It's like they're called their city walk.
Yeah, they said that everything's going to be indoors except for one event where we'll be running.
Run.
We will not be.
But they said that the run was just 200 meters, I think.
No, they said 2 to 3 minutes of running outside multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to share the city walk. So this is probably where they're talking about being outside. It's like this huge under the freeway setup.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Okay. It's nice.
Maybe that's our warm up.
But I mean, like they've got all these tracks and trails. So it's like, I can only imagine they're going to set something up here because this is a pretty cool little setup here.
Yeah.
I won't make any jokes about that being in California.
Oh, God.
That'd be the best.
Oh,
quite
man.
A contrast.
That'd
there.
Be the best home ever. Shit, I might go there and live. That'd be fun if they did something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine if they set up like a couple of basic obstacles or something throughout there. But if it is just a run paired with, like you said, 2 to 3 other movement patterns, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or we could run to a structure and do like monkey.
What if they did that?
And then back in and do something.
They threw an odd object. That'd be cool too. I mean, more than that.
Yeah.
Something to pick up, whatever.
Nate, do you like longer workouts, 10 minute plus workouts or shorter workouts?
Shorter. But you know what? At this point, I've learned to just embrace the long workouts. The workout I did with the semifinals beside Yvonne, that was the one I was most nervous about, with the box jump ups.
High box jump.
Oh, that's right.
The high box and the double, man. Because I have a tendency to just not be able to gauge myself properly in those longer workouts. But I've been getting more confident and I've just instilled the belief in Jackson. He just knows what I need to do more or better at. Even though I prefer the shorter ones, if a long one comes along, I'll just learn how to pace myself and push through, give it all I got. So
Yvonne doesn't know how to pace either. What she does is she looks at other people and she just goes faster and longer workouts. she just doesn't even
think. I was
gauging
based on Yvonne. I was looking at her. Like,
dude, there's no pace. She just boom. And then she sees someone's head of her. She goes, I guess I should be going faster. And then goes, you like the longer workouts versus the shorter workouts?
I like all the workouts. I'm just not a real fan of couplets. They just, I feel like they just wreck me.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to hide and nowhere to breathe.
Yeah. Although you won a couple a couple years ago.
I did.
You did. Yvonne's just got one gear. It's go. That's awesome.
Well, there's no real long ones this year either, though.
I think the 18-minute one is going to be the running one.
I think
one
that's going to be the run,
because
too.
If it's 2 to 3 minutes of four, that's 12 minutes of running. Yeah. It's 6 minutes of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think, going to be the running workout.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
Well, and they see, that's the thing where you start to hamstring yourself, right? Is that the word? Is the word? I don't know. You start to box yourself in as an event. When you have 30 in an age group, you have a lot more athletes there, you can't run longer events.
No, that's a good point. Especially when you add in like a team of four events.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's right.
That's like even taking up more time that they could be leveraging into testing.
Right. So it's makes it difficult. And it is one reason why the CrossFit Games sometimes will do the longest event is a group start event.
Yeah. And it's always like the first event.
But they didn't indicate, they didn't make any indication that there's a group. Well, there could be a group start. You could do something that's 18 minutes with group start, the entire group.
Yeah.
Which would be fun, especially if it includes that heats. Foot block.
There's not going to be a group one.
There's not?
No, because we all have heat times.
Did you get heat times?
Yeah.
No, I haven't checked.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm all in the morning and Nate's in the afternoon.
Yeah, but I thought that was just the schedule. It didn't say, like, it just says your age group.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are our heat times, right?
Yeah, it kind of is, right? She's kind of right. Because they wouldn't put Nate's group with Yvonne's group.
No, for sure. Yeah. But if you've got 20 people and there's only one time slot for your age.
Yeah, you could do 20 men and 20 women.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
I thought you meant all together, like all of us.
Well, I did.
No, yeah, like all Jamie, the age groups. Yeah.
I could see Jamie. No. Jamie's version.
There's 20 stations, I think.
Yeah, where you could do. Yeah. Yeah, but you could do 20 men and 20 women for a group start if it's just a run and something.
Right. Yeah.
I think you could probably just tell by just looking at the schedule.
Yeah, because his field's 30, so if they all
run, that would be 60 out.
And it's pull-ups, they'll just have to have 30 pull-up stations.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
If there's if there's 20 stations, it'll be 20 pull-ups on this side and 20 pull-ups on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Are you, so Yvonne, when are you flying out?
I'm leaving on Monday morning. I get in the afternoon because my hips will be destroyed.
Yeah, from the flight.
And unfortunately, it's not a straight
flight. And so Yvonne's competition starts on Thursday morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Nate, when do you fly out?
Tuesday evening.
Okay. Tuesday evening. So you're doing a red eye?
Yeah.
Hey, me too. Right. I might be on the same flight.
You better sleep on that plane.
Does Jackson, are you flying out 11:59?
Does Jackson know you're doing a red eye?
11:58?
I didn't tell him. Well, here's the thing. My family lives in Ohio, and I have other family in Georgia. So I've spent a lot of time
traveling
flying back and forth.
Oh, but, so you know it.
So it's not going to be... As far as adapting, it's not going to be unfamiliar territory. Mm-hmm. My thing is just, okay, getting acclimated and dealing with the heat. Even though we probably won't have a lot of workouts with the exception of the run outside, it'll be such that I'll be ready and calibrated when that time comes.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, they said the venue itself, Yvonne said that it's going to be cold inside the venue, those convention centers.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that you guys and Yvonne has had the experience with, Nate. Make sure that you bring really warm clothes. Mm-hmm. Like it sucks to be in those venues and be cold. I'm going to go to like Big Five or something like that. Or, you know, Dick Sports and get her a cot.
Okay.
And I can get one for you too, Nate. You know,
he could just use mine.
Yeah. There you go.
That's right. You guys are different times.
Yeah. Especially considering that you're done by like noon every day besides Saturday.
Yeah, because it's good to be off the floor.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes show up there the first time they show up there and they just got a yoga mat and they're on the cement floor with yoga mat. Yeah. And then you see pros like, what's her name? The Beth.
Mary Beth has a tent.
Mary Beth.
Yeah. Full blown tent.
Full blown tent. She brings a tent in there and then zips it closed, man.
mini vent.
And it's the weirdest thing ever, but part of me is like, oh, I totally get that.
I totally get it. Yeah. I mean, if you needed a break and just kind of de-stress and de-stimulate, like that's
then,
the way to do it.
And then she can change clothes in there too. Like she doesn't have to worry about, having to run to the other room. It's nice to have a good setup.
So it's all about having a home base.
Once
you get there, and I mean, Yvonne does this all the time too. When you get there, just walk the warm-up area, walk where your guys, the athlete areas. Cause usually what they do is they set up just circle tables and a chair at a circle table. And it's like, you just grab a random chair with everybody. And then you end up getting caught up chatting all the time versus, recovering. So when you get in there, scout out a spot and then just kind of make a home base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right away. Put your stuff down. Claim that bar.
Yeah.
Just curious, what do you guys know about the because I know a lot of people have been asking me as far as, hey, how can I watch this? The stream. I know they sent the information.
Oh, how to watch it.
Good question.
So there'll be a lot of people, I'm sure, would like to watch us.
So if you go to the Legends website, so it's you can actually just Google 2024 Masters CrossFit and then add Legends in there and it'll get you to the page. But they are going to broadcast live on their YouTube on the Legends.
Oh, okay. Yes.
On the Legends YouTube channel.
They said you'll be able to watch every single event except for they won't be able to watch us running outside.
Yeah.
That was it. And then they said that they weren't sure if CrossFit was going to
broadcast
it through there.
They may.
They're not sure.
Yeah, they're not sure.
Why?
Mm-hmm. But you, well, it again, it's. Who knows? But it's mostly just like they're concerned about.
They
need a break.
Well, that and also they might be pushing just more content since Legends is taking on all of the stuff.
Well, and they got the teens at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure they'll. I know they'll have something up, but if you want the live stream, it's going to be through YouTube and go to Legends, and it's the 2024 Masters CrossFit Games.
And if you miss the event, you'll be able to pull it up.
Yeah, watch it afterwards.
Yeah. So in the so here it is in the 35 to 39 age group, it's 40 men and 40.
Yeah, it's
women.
40. Yeah, it's 40, 40, 30, 30.
And then
so 20, then it does drop.
Yeah. And it's 70 is 10.
I mean, I made a mistake then. It's 40.
It goes the other way, and then it goes to 40, 40, 40. That's 120 men, 120 women. That's 240 athletes. Just up to age 50.
Just to 50, yeah.
At 50, it's 30-30, and then 55 to 59 is 30-30.
There's going to be a lot of people there.
Bro, there is a lot of people there.
Teams.
Yeah, with the teams, too.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, they said it's a big venue. And you know what? Hats off to these guys. If they can pull this off of this many athletes, that's...
They're getting tested now.
Yeah.
They're getting tested.
Oh, yeah. And Masters athletes aren't like... easy athletes to deal with. What? How do you do that? Where do I put this? Can I do this? What if I wear this? Can I wear this belt? Can I wear this brace? What this brace has this logo on it? Can I put tape over it? Oh, can you repeat that again? Are we supposed to do pulls? Can I do butterfly pull? Like it's the athlete briefings. Are literally,
but that's not just
maybe
the Masters,
that's why
dude.
They made
all
it.
Of the athlete briefings are ridiculous.
Maybe that's why they made it at 8:30 p.m. So we don't ask too many questions because we all need to go to bed.
I just noticed.
No, there's still going to be some.
There will, but
there's still going to be some.
That's a great tactic. Exactly.
Let's have it at night.
Nate, you're gonna go to those games. And you're gonna sit through one of those athlete briefings. You're gonna, I'm never coming back to the game.
It's like sitting on bleachers for an hour and a half just to hear stupid questions.
It's going to be one brief. Thing this year, usually we meet every single day, which
is
because you had to come back.
Oh,
and
you had to check
and you had to be there. So they said they were going to do one briefing.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
that's right. I remember that you had to go every day. Vaughn would leave the RV. I got to go to the athlete briefing. She had to go, and then you got to, and you got to bring stuff to be warm. So
come on, Harold.
8:30 a.m. is early. Yes, as a guy that goes to bed at 5 a.m. Okay, cool. Any other last thoughts, Jamie? Any last questions you want to know from these guys?
No, just want to say, get ready to go and have fun.
Let me. I want to ask a question before. Hang on a second, Yvonne. Before you go, all right, Nate. What is your max clean and your max and your max snatch?
My max snatch, I PR'd it.
Yeah,
several weeks ago, 235.
235. Sorry, that's right. Age 50, 235. And what's your God dang it?
Wasn't it a power snatch too?
No, it's actually. It was a full.
It was a full squat. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I still remember the video.
I want to give you some perspective because at age 50,
clean was 285. Clean and jerk 285. So, clean 290.
Man, wow. So those heads and tails above the athletes that, including me at that time. That's amazing. Well done, Yvonne. What's at age 60? What's your clean and jerk and max clean and jerk and your max snatch?
My max snatch. So I have to do a squat snatch, which is I have to say 95 because when you're at the games and you do a total, I say 93. Nope, it's 95. Take those 2 extra pounds.
Yep.
95 and I don't. It just depends. My clean and jerk hasn't been that great, but the other day I did 125. I do have potential to do 135.
Yeah.
62 years old.
Jeez.
62 years old. Think about that.
That's my body weight.
Yeah. That's outstanding. That's really cool. Just gives just give some perspective. Don't even ask them about their pull-ups and their handstand push-ups and all that stuff because they'll smoke you at that for sure. Yvonne went from almost she got into a rut, and this happens, by the way, I'm rambling on, but I want to tell this story. But with regular athletes, and you guys are in the gym and you get frustrated with your double unders, you can't figure out why you can't get double unders. There's nothing worse than getting a skill set and losing a skill set. And it happens sometimes in CrossFit. Like you get your double unders going awesome, and all of a sudden then you get the hitch, and then it gets in your head, it plants a little seed, and then you can't get it back. And Yvonne had that with bar muscle ups, where she was consistent with bar muscle ups. And then all of a sudden she got in this groove where she couldn't get any bar muscle ups. How long did that last?
From November, the last bar muscle up on a video I saw was in November. And then 12 days of Christmas, I had to do pullovers. So from December to like July.
Yeah, December to July.
But I never learned how to do bar muscle ups. I never was coached on it. I just did them.
Yeah.
And so, but I had a chicken wing.
Yeah. So.
And now I don't.
So last weekend, or no.
It's been a few
Wednesday.
Weeks.
Wednesday.
Oh, you're talking about Wednesday.
So this Wednesday. So she sets up a clock for Imam. She goes, I got 20 minutes. I got to do a bar muscle up a minute. So she gets about 6 minutes and she realizes, I'm going to run out of class. Yeah. She goes close. So she goes one every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then she's going still too slow. Too
slow. 22 reps.
Dude, we went to 4 reps a minute and there was never a break in the skill set. So she went from, you went from like almost, 6 months of not being able to do them to like doing 4 a minute, just very comfortably.
Well, you said that I saw your notes. You said one rep would have been a no rep because you came straight
I went all
out
the way under
without doing a press out.
Yeah, without doing the press out top, she went so far. It was, and so if you're training and you get in one of those grooves where you feel like you can't sit them, stay patient, get a coach, get some coaching. It'll come back because that was just an impressive return to like, oh, okay, all right, I can do this. Thank God, too, before the games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the heels, on the heels of what you just said, Craig, I remember I struggled with double unders at some times and had that hitch, toes the bar, and then also chest the bar. And I kept on coming to PRs all day. And I remember saying, okay, I need to work more on these specific things because I couldn't do it, because I was just so frustrated of falling off the bar or getting tripped up on my double unders. But what I realized is the more fitness or other workouts I did outside of those, it was, I won't say it's like Eureka or all of a sudden, let's just say a workout happened to do double unders and then chest, I'm like, whoa, I just did this unbroken, or whoa, I just did 15, 20. It's just like, whoa, I've just been working on other facets of my fitness so that when it came time to have to do these things, I just did them.
Right. Instinctful. Right. Better core strength, maybe had better lat strength, whatever it is. Right? Breathing consistency. Yeah, it's true.
It's awesome.
And Jamie also pushed me on that last workout.
Oh my God.
I said, okay, well,
dude, you went into the
last workout.
Semifinal workout?
Yeah, the last semifinal, man, with toast the
bar. He was like literally, Nate was in that zone where he was with us, but he wasn't.
There was a moment where your eyes rolled back.
Dude, he was wide-eyed, and he had no cognition of being at Diablo doing a workout. And we were like, oh, man. He was just doing the movement. We'd yell at him. He'd do it. Okay, yell at him.
And that was a repeat event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh. That makes it worse. Because you're not going to do it for nothing.
Yeah. All you people are thinking out there, man, I can't wait till I get older. I'm in an age group, and then maybe I can make the games. Be careful what you wish for.
That was back to that.
Yeah.
Right
on, guys. Thank you for your time today. That was a fun conversation. Yeah. I think people are really going to enjoy this.
Looking forward to hanging out with you guys in Alabama.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully next time we'll be post games and, after Yvonne and I. Yeah.
Standing smoking on podiums. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Right on, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Till next time.
Bye.